It's awfully brave for a congregation to clap before they hear the guest homilist speak. But I do thank you for that, and I thank you for the warm welcome and the hospitality that the people of St. Cecilia have shown me this weekend. In 1941, a Swiss scientist named Georges de Maistral was taking a walk in the Alps, and he went for a walk with his dog, and when he returned home, he realized that he was covered with burrs. The bottom of his pants and his socks and inside his shoe were all these little burrs. He also noticed the same burrs were attached to his dog's fur. He was curious as to how these worked and what caused them to stick to both his clothes and his dog, so he looked at these burrs under the microscope, and what he found is that these burrs had hundreds of little hooks on the end of them. And so what they would do is they would grab on to any kind of fine cloth or to hair or to fur. So then Georges de Maistral was thinking, I wonder what I could do to help humanity with this technology. So he spent the next 10 years developing a device that is used all over the world. And you know what that is? Velcro, that's right. So what he did was he took the technology that he saw in burrs and he made this cool device of Velcro. And Velcro works like the burrs because on one side of the Velcro you have the stiff side, and each of these little particles here is a hook that grabs onto the fine cloth on the other side. And those of us that have used Velcro, we know how this works. But also it's important, I think, because today God tells us that I am the shepherd and I know my people and the people know my voice. So what God does is he calls us to himself, and God's voice is like the Velcro that we have and that we hear. So God calls us by name. He calls us each to do something awesome and amazing and incredible, and he pulls us and holds us to himself. And we're very blessed that as Catholics and as Christians, we have lots of ways that God can put his hooks into us, that he can put his hooks into our heart. First is through the sacraments of the encounter with our God's love. In baptism, he called us to himself. And we celebrate his love in the Eucharist and throughout sacrament of reconciliation. And our God is always looking out for us and is always calling us to himself. And he tells us today in the gospel too that nothing can take the sheep out of my hands. They're mine. I know them and they know me. But one thing that happens in our lives is sometimes we say to God, you know what? Instead of connecting to your love and grabbing on to you, I'm going to rip myself apart from you and I'm going to do something else. And I'm going to choose my own way. And when we do that, a lot of times it leads to bad things. It leads to sin. It leads to unhappiness. It leads to despair and sorrow. But our Lord is our good shepherd, and he tells us, I am here for you. I love you, and I will always call you to myself. We also are blessed that when we hear the scripture, when we hear the words, those are ways that God can touch our hearts and pull at our souls to say, I love you. In the first reading, we were inspired by the Acts of the Apostles, by the way that they go out to the world and tell everybody about the goodness of God. And we have that beautiful story in the book of Revelation about what the heavenly kingdom looks like. Our heart's desire is to go there. Our heart's desire is to spend eternity with our God in heaven. And so let us allow the Lord to hook us with his voice. Let us allow him to grab onto our hearts and our soul, and let us draw closer to him so that we can have a life of joy, so that we can have a life faithfully following after him. Father Francis said at the beginning of Mass that I am the director of vocations for the diocese. So that means I get to go out and I get to talk to parishes and I get to talk to young people about how you can listen to the voice of the shepherd in your life. What I get to do is talk to young people about the possibility of giving their lives in service to God as priests, brothers, sisters, and nuns. And today is a special day because it is Good Shepherd Sunday. We remember those times and those people that God have placed in our lives to shepherd us in our faith. Maybe there's a priest or a sister who's been an inspiration to us in our own faith life. Maybe there's somebody that in our darkest moments, in our times of sorrow and distress and despair, we've turned to a priest or to a sister and asked for help. And in our encounter, in our visit with them, we've seen the Lord's love in a special way. Well, my friends, our world needs men and women to be priests and nuns, to continue on the work of the Gospels, to tell the world about how good our God is. So I'm here today because I need your help. I'm the only priest in the whole diocese that does this full time. I'm the only priest that goes out and talks to young people and spends my whole job telling people about how awesome it is to be a priest, a brother, sister, nun. So you can help me by praying for vocations. On this World Day of Prayer for Vocations, I'm asking for your help. Please join me in praying that young people will answer the call to serve the Lord. Please join me in praying that those who God is calling, that they may hear His voice and follow His will. You can also help me, young people, by being open to the possibility God might call you to be a priest. I've been a priest now for almost 7 years, and it's awesome. I can't think of anything I could do with my life that would be more fun, more fulfilling, more joyful than being a priest of Jesus Christ. And so young people, when you're thinking about what do I want to do when I grow up, how do I want to live my life, I hope you're open to the possibility that God might be calling you to be a priest, a brother, a sister, a nun, to lay down your life in service to others, because it is a tremendously rewarding life. And it's something that our church needs. It's something that God needs. He needs young people to say, yes, I want to be a priest, I want to be a nun, so that we can continue on telling people about how good our God is. And people of St. Cecilia's, you can help too by encouraging your family members, your very own sons and daughters, your grandkids, your nieces, your nephews, to look at a possibility of giving life in service to the gospel, to be a priest, a brother, a sister, a nun. One of the main reasons I'm a priest is because my parents are so incredibly supportive of me and my call to the priesthood. And my parents always said to me, look, we want you to follow the Lord. We want you to do what He's asking you to do. And certainly I felt the tug of the Lord to become a priest. And I was so thankful that my parents were encouraging of me. And so I would ask you, parents, please encourage your sons and daughters, especially those that you see in great traits and characteristics, that you think they would be a great priest or a nun. And people of St. Cecilia, you can help as well by identifying young people from this very parish who you think have the characteristics and qualities to be a good priest or good nun. You can see in them prayerfulness. You can see in them reverence. You can see in them a respect for God and His people. And so if you see a young person that you think would be called, that you think would be a good priest or nun, I'd invite you to invite them to consider that beautiful, beautiful call. When I was growing up at St. Elizabeth Ann Seton, a lot of people said to me when I was growing up, hey, have you ever thought about being a priest? They would see me singing in the choir. They would see me being an altar server. They would see me proclaim the word as a lector. And they would say, have you ever thought about it? So after, I don't know, maybe the 200th time that somebody said that to me, I started to think, I wonder if God's trying to tell me something. But that certainly was a way that God used the people of God to tell me and encourage me to be a priest. So if you see somebody you think would be a good priest from this very parish, please encourage them. My friends, priests and nuns, they don't grow on trees. You know where they grow? In parishes just like this. In families just like yours. They are growing in these families where they're learning about their faith, they're learning about the Lord's love, and the young people will be open to serve God as priests, brothers, sisters, or nuns if we nourish that call. If we tell them, hey, you know what would really be awesome is if you were to consider being a priest, a brother, a sister, a nun. My friends, our church needs people to serve God in the Gospels as priests, brothers, sisters, and nuns. In the opening announcements at Mass, we heard in the United States, there are 3,500 parishes without a priest living at their parish. That number is only going to continue to grow as more Catholics continue to need the sacraments. And so we need young people to be priests. We need young people to be nuns and sisters to give their lives to the Lord. So I ask you, please, on this World Day of Prayer for Vocations, join me in praying for vocations. Join me in encouraging the young people that you know to consider giving their lives in service to God as priests, brothers, sisters, and nuns. And as we continue today in prayer and thanksgiving to our God, we thank Him for being our good shepherd. We thank Him for always calling us to grow in holiness. And we ask the Lord to help us to be able to cling on to His voice when He calls, so that we may faithfully follow Him wherever He calls us to go. And we also pray that young people will answer the call to serve the Lord. That for those that God is calling to be priests, brothers, sisters, and nuns, The young people will joyfully follow the voice of the Lord and give their lives in service to Him and to His holy church.